Welcome to StratCom Live, the small business and nonprofit marketing podcast. Listen, we want to help you get your message out. So what we're doing here is giving you really good information that's going to help you to do that. I'm Josh Hatcher. I am the Vice President of Client Success at Grand River Agency. You can see us at our website at grandriver.agency. And that's what we do, is we help people get their message out. We help people tell their story, especially small businesses and nonprofits. And we really want to be able to help you do that. So if we can help you, let us know. Today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about my other podcast. So this podcast here, which is the work that I'm doing with Kelsey Bowden, who's the president at Grand River Agency, and myself, the vice president, and we are doing really good and amazing things for our clients there. But my other podcast, which I started several years ago, is really growing and really building an audience and really building connection. And I want to talk to you about it because I want you to look at it as a case study, because the things that I have learned about podcasting and growth and going viral and sharing the message that you have, these are things that are going to help you to share your message with other people as well. So a lot of times when we do these podcasts with Kelsey, we like to ask some fun questions, and I don't want to get into all of that, but let's just ask this one. If your life were a movie, what would the title be? And I'd have to say that my life as a movie would probably look a lot like Napoleon Dynamite. That's my life. And how about we call it Slick, the Josh Hatcher story? My nickname in college was Slick, and it was mostly because I wasn't. So that's my answer to a fun question that I thought we'd do today. So let's get down to business, to quote the song, "I'll Make a Man Out of You" from Mulan. Let's get down to business. How is the Manlyhood Mancast so successful? And you can check out that podcast if you're interested in it, by the way. It's a personal development podcast for men. That's what the Manlyhood Mancast is. And I started out not knowing for sure what I was doing. The early episodes are kind of me throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. So really, this is not just a case study for how it's successful, but it's also, you get to learn from the things that I tried that didn't work. So my first thought was, I want to have this as a podcast and a radio show. And I was going to try to get little, maybe 1 or 2 minute segments on the radio. And that just didn't work. So my first few episodes were very short, just 1-2 minute episodes. And they really didn't capture the fullness of what I wanted to communicate. And all I was really doing at first was just repurposing blogs that I had written at manlyhood.com and just kind of rewriting them into a shorter script. And it didn't get much traction at that time. I also used a tool called SoundCloud, which at the time I was paying money for, and it didn't get very far with it. It didn't really distribute the way that I needed it to. And so those are the reasons that it didn't really pick up at first. But as it grew, there were several things that I think I have learned, and that I know that if you take these steps and you apply them to your podcast, you'll get growth. By the way, the Manlyhood Mancast is at almost 700,000 downloads right now, which for a small town guy like me, that's a big deal. We've had on some amazing guests. We've had the opportunity to build a social audience of thousands of people across our social networks. And we have a Facebook group that's a private group for men. And that has, I think we're getting, it's between 1,500 and 2,000 men in that group. And all of this because we did this podcast. We did our podcast and I was consistent with it, and we got the word out there. Consistency is really the first step into what made the Manlyhood Mancast successful. Now, there are times where I had to take some time off, and maybe I took a little bit of time off and rested or dealt with some family issues, or I had to have my eyes fixed. I had cataracts. And so I had some time off at different seasons in that. But when my podcast is doing well, it's because I've been consistent with it. When I stay consistent and I post at least one episode a week, though my goal is 2 episodes a week, when I do that, it gets listens and it gets in front of people. The other thing is, your podcast needs to be relevant. Now, it doesn't have to be relevant to everybody. It has to be relevant to the people that you're trying to reach, because that is really what makes a podcast successful. My podcast is for men who are interested in personal development. So, and you know, a lot of marketers out there, a lot of niche marketers will tell you that's not niche enough. I get it. I really do. I get it. But that's where I'm at right now, and I'm reaching people. So I'm going to continue in that slightly broader niche for now. And, but what really has to happen, if you look at your business, your organization, and if you're doing a podcast, it needs to be relevant to the people you're communicating to. Does it meet their needs? Does it answer the questions that they're searching for? You know, you can do research to see what people are searching for. And if you do that keyword research, and if you do that Google Trends research, and you look at what people are searching for, and you look at other popular podcasts that are reaching your market and see what questions they're answering, guess what? That's how you get a relevant podcast. That's how you get a podcast that is relevant to the needs of the people you're trying to reach. Because remember, the people you're trying to reach are the people you're trying to serve. So with Manlyhood, my goal is to serve these men who are interested in personal development by talking about topics that they are interested in, by interviewing guests that speak to the things they're interested in. That's the first step, is to be relevant to that. The other thing, guys, is to build community. I mentioned the Facebook group that we have. You know, around your podcast, you want to find a way to direct listeners to some place where they can really connect with you and they connect with each other. And so a Facebook group is a great way to do that, but you can use other tools as well. There's other social networks that you can point them to. You can point them to your email newsletter, and maybe you're building a sense of community there. Although that community is usually one-sided in an email group, at least you're starting the process. But you want to build a sense of community so that your listeners feel like they belong to that community. That's going to help you grow your podcast. I know it has helped us grow ours. Every time I post a new episode, I share it in the Facebook group and people discuss it. That is helping to grow, because every time that they discuss it, it's a new comment. It pops the podcast back up to the top of the thread and people can see what we're doing. Now, the other tool that I'm going to highly recommend if you want to start a podcast and help it grow is I use Spotify for Podcasters. It used to be Anchor.fm, which was purchased by Spotify. And they have a system that really helps you to distribute your podcast out there to Apple and the other places that you need to. And it really helps. If you use that, Spotify gives your podcast preference over some other podcasts because you're on their platform, which I highly recommend. And again, it's getting me listens on Apple and all of the podcast platforms. They all get distributed through the one place. And so I highly recommend the tool called Spotify for Podcasters. So if you want one, make sure you set it up and then make sure you go through the steps to distribute your podcast, because it's going to help a lot. It's really going to make sure that your podcast gets out to everybody that could possibly be listening to it. There's other things that Spotify for Podcasting can do for you is as it grows, you can start to recruit. You start getting ads that have advertising on your podcast. Now, you might not be interested in this, and that's okay. You know, maybe you don't want other people's ads on there, although you can target those ads a little bit to make sure that the ads are not necessarily direct competitors. But by placing ads on my podcast, what it's done is it's made my podcast a revenue source, which I will talk about in a minute, because that revenue source has been very helpful also for helping to grow my podcast. The other thing that's going to help you grow your podcast, guys, is great guests. You know, who in the industry is going to be someone that your audience is going to be looking for? Who in the industry is somebody that your audience are going to be viewing as an influencer and as an expert? You want to reach out to those people and set up the opportunity to interview them. And you can do it by recording with Zoom. I personally don't prefer Zoom. I've had issues with it. I use Riverside, and it's about the same cost to use Riverside as it is to use Zoom, and I get better results from Riverside. So I would recommend Riverside as a tool for recording interviews. I actually use it to record solo shows as well, just because it's simple. But set up Riverside or Zoom or whatever, and you know, pay for the premium service so that you can record your interviews, and then start building connections with people. All you've got to do is send them an email, and they might respond. there are all kinds of places on the internet where you can find other guests that maybe you haven't heard of, but that are interesting and that could be relevant to your audience who are looking for podcasts to appear on. Maybe they want to promote their book or their program or their coaching program or whatever. But if you get connected with them through these little networks that are all over the place, there's Facebook groups, there's websites where you can get an email, subscribe to an email. I get an email every week with suggested podcast guests. And you can use those to build guests on your show. And the more audience that they have, and then they share that with their audience, that's going to help you grow your show as well. So take the time to recruit some great guests. We've had some great guests on the Manlyhood Mancast, including some big names like Judge Joe Brown. If you remember the TV judge from the 90s, he was a little controversial, but we had a really good interview. And DC Glenn from the group Tag Team that sang Whoop, There It Is. I had him on the podcast. I had Jim Shockey, who is like from the Outdoor Network. He's like a hunting guy, and he was a great interview as well. We've also had John Deloney and Ken Coleman and Brad Thor. Those are all best-selling authors. And some of them, like Brad Thor is a fiction author that writes thrillers, and he was on the podcast. And the other guys are part of the Dave Ramsey Network. And so they're like mental health or like career coaching stuff, but they are, so they're relevant to my audience, but they also have a big audience. So they share my podcast with their audience as well, which again, helps it grow. So the you start with the guests you can get, and the more that you build traction for your show, you can have opportunity then to solicit other guests who want to promote their book or do whatever. But most people understand that they're not coming on your show just to sell. They're coming on your show to add value. That's how they're going to sell. And so they're going to have a great conversation with you. So you just got to figure out who those influencers are that would be powerful and relevant to your audience and invite them on the show. The next thing that is a part, I would say, this is honestly one of the more recent and more successful ventures that I've had on the podcast in terms of getting growth, is I connected with a guy, and I don't normally like to do business this way, but this guy reached out to me and offered to help me for free to start out, to show the value. And I said, okay. He says, I'm going to give you 1 month of podcast promo. And if I do a good job, then I want you to hire me. Okay. And I think he's from Indonesia. He may be from somewhere else over that direction. And he basically helps to advertise and promote and get my podcast out there. So at first I was paying about $100 a month, and I pulled that money out of my Spotify for Podcasters revenue. And sometimes I had it, sometimes I didn't. I had to pull it from other places. And so I paid for that, and it would get me more listens. And if I was concerned about those listens being from bots or whatever, I wasn't super concerned. I'm still not super concerned about that, because I'm getting genuine listeners. I have people that are signing up for the Manlyhood Man Cave, which is my community. I have people signing up for it every time I drop a new episode, because the listens that this guy is getting me, this advertising guy, the listens he's getting me is yielding good listeners. So I don't know how many of my listeners are good listeners, but I'm gaining people in my real connected audience because of the work he's doing. So we're at the place now where any money, I just made a deal with him. I said, any money that I'm pulling in from Spotify for Podcasters, from that advertising program, I'm just going to pay you. So then he's like, he understands that if he does a really good job and gets me a bunch of listens, then I get a lot more revenue that month. And that revenue then all goes to him. And it's really allowed my podcast to start to really grow exponentially here lately, because he keeps putting in more time to get it in front of more people. I'm growing a larger audience. And then what happens is the Spotify and the iTunes algorithm see that, oh, there's value in this podcast because people are listening to it. So then they serve it to more people. And when they serve it to more people, that's more people that keep coming in. So it keeps snowballing and getting larger as it grows. But that's really one of the biggest helps is my guy in Indonesia. So if you need help getting it out there, let me know and I can connect you with him. And he does a good job. There are other podcast promoters out there who can do similar work. You can find one. You could contact us, because we can help you with the overall picture of getting your podcast to market. And I'm not even talking about the other things that we've started to do. Let me hit that as well. I didn't have this on my list, but I'm going to bring it up. I started doing short form video based off of the podcast. Now, this is really tricky because those short form videos, they need to make sense in the 1 minute form. And sometimes the conversations are a little more nuanced and need more time to really expound on the thoughts. And so when you boil that little thought down to a minute, sometimes it's harder for people to understand it. And then you get stupid comments from people that don't understand it. So I work really hard to try to make sure that that 1 minute makes sense on its own. but then I will cut it up into 1 minute, you know, cut up my hour podcast into like 1 minute segments. And out of an hour podcast, I usually get 5 to 10 clips that are worth sharing because they make sense on their own. And then I'll share them on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, and those shorts and reels, and YouTube shorts. And those shorts and reels get a lot of views. Not all of them are podcast listeners, but many of them are then subscribing to those channels. And then they're investigating further when they see a reel that they really resonate with. It makes them want to go explore further. And I highly recommend this. If you're not doing it, you need to, because it's going to help you get the word out. Anyway, guys, that's the tips that I have for you on how to grow your podcast, looking at the Manlyhood Mancast as a template, as a case study. The work that I've done there, you can look at it and you can learn from it. And if you want to see it and see what it is I'm doing, you can follow Manlyhood on all of the social medias, and you can go to our podcast at manlyhood.com/podcast and take a look at it there. But I'm not all here just to promote the Manlyhood Mancast. I'm also here to promote what we're doing for you at Grand River Agency. So please go to grandriver.agency if you've got questions or if you need help. Seriously, I'm not saying if you want to pay us to do the work. I do want that, but I'll answer your questions if you have them. If you have a question, I'll be glad to answer it. So go to grandriver.agency and shoot me a message and say, hey, I heard you talking about podcasts. We've been thinking about starting one. Where would you know, whatever question you have, send it over. We'd be glad to help you. But I definitely wanted to thank you guys for tuning in to StratCom, the small business and nonprofit marketing podcast. Please check out our website if you're interested in the work that we're doing here, and you can see the other episodes that we've got. That's at stratcom.live. And if you appreciate this episode, please like, leave a rating and a review on Apple and iTunes and Spotify. Share it with your friends. We'd love to get more people connected with the work that we're doing here at StratCom Live. In the meantime, everybody, we've all got a story to tell, so let's tell it well.